to. Most mornings when we get here, we are all alone. We've been the only morning show here all week. I noticed some other media is starting to show up, finally, and Giorgio is going to take the wireless microphone out here at our broadcast location with all the other broadcast tents to see if anybody else is here this morning. George, come in. Do you have us?
Yes. Do you have me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just down from our broadcast position. What is it about radio broadcasts that attract lawn equipment?
I don't know, but every morning here.
We don't have the leaf blower, but we have a grass cutter that's just a few feet away from us. We have a row of tents here on the tennis courts that are just behind the practice fields here in Oxnard and right next to the Cowboy weight room. And, man, it sounds like that lawnmower is, like, right next door to me. Oh, gosh, you are not going to believe who is here. I'm going to peek in here.
You are listening to the National Radio Network. I'm your convenient host, Guy Sports.
No way.
S-B-O-R-T-T-S. My real name, you can look it up. This is the show that is different than all the other so-called personality-driven sports radio shows. On this show, you drive the bus. You pilot this jetliner. You're the lead kayaker on this whitewater adventure. You are the Stockton Rush of this Titan submarine. We are very excited, dear sports listeners, because we're doing something unprecedented. Unprecedented. We are broadcasting from a select number of cities, from a small amount of NFL training camps, selected from, get this, all 32 NFL teams. And this week we are in Oxnard, California for the Dallas Cowboys training camp. Next week, maybe the Raiders, and then that's it. But we are in Oxnard, and we already have a jam-packed roster of A-listers on the program. We've already done it. A big thank you to Tyler Smith's cousin for coming on this morning to tell us what she thinks we'll be able to see in Tyler's game this year.
What?
Also, Tyler Booker was wonderful, wasn't he? It was great to review the audio from the footage that was shot by a fan from Monday's practice that showed Tyler Booker apparently sitting on the sidelines waiting to go into practice. And let's not forget our very enlightening conversation with DeMarvion Overshown.
Wow.
Yes, the man known as the only guy in all of Ventura County to share a name with the Cowboys star linebacker. That was great.
Yeah, the real one.
Today's question of the day. Do you think training camps help NFL teams look at players? And if so, what do you think those teams are looking for in the players that they are looking at for evaluations? 888-999-SPORTS. 888-999-SPORTS. Let's go to the phones and let's go to... Okay, well, thank you, Josh. That only means that we have plenty of lines open right now at 888-999-SPORTS. 888-999-SPORTS. And, okay, once again, the question of the day. Do you think training camps help NFL teams look at players? And if so, what do you think those teams are looking for in the players that they are looking at for evaluations? 888-999-SPORTS. Let's go to Cruz and Alito. You're on with Guy Sports. Yeah. Okay. No, let me stop you there, right there, Cruz. Let me stop. I've explained this. I was trying to say trifecta of luxury, okay? And I ran it together and I misspoke, and I assure you, sir, I would never, never intentionally say the most unholy of verbs. Cruz. How would I know that? I don't know whether they're from the Wizard of Oz or Charlie Factory. I watch football, not TV crap. Cruz. All right, Josh, hang up on him, Josh. You know what? Let's go to bank. Josh, don't let that guy on ever again, okay? He always gives me a hard time, and I always think, okay, Josh, how much time? 5 seconds. Okay, all right.
Hey,
no,
guy.
No, I'm ready. I have the copy points. Hold on. Pontoon Boats Unlimited. Get only the best in pontoon boats. They have them with all great annual APRs. You need to get yourself a pontoon boat. I bought a pontoon boat from Pontoon Boats Unlimited, and it was a great experience, and I got a golf cart. pontoon boats, driving excellence. Josh, do me a favor. Contact sales and tell them these copy points stink. They make no sense. What does a golf cart have to do with a pontoon boat?
Hey, Guy.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Welcome to training camp.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We're having a great time here covering the Cowboys. I think they have a great chance this year to make a dent in the NFL.
Well, we're from a Dallas station. We just thought we'd welcome you to camp and, say hi again.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that good kind, sir. It's always great to get some sort of a greeting from a fellow media member.
Sure.
Who do you work for? Do you work for Brad Schaum? He's certainly an honorable man in broadcast radio. I love talking to Brad.
We did at one point. We don't work with Brad anymore, no.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. Well, who do you work for?
We work for The Ticket, as a matter of fact.
Get out of my face!
Oh, no.
Take that microphone and get out of my face! I swear out, idiotic gutter trash, pink slop of a station that's full of nothing but flatulence jokes and fake characters. Call that sports radio? Get out of here! You know what I call that? I don't call it sports radio. I call that stupid broadcast joking around stuff.
We like to have fun every once in a while. Hey, I got some news for you. There's going to be a cartoon starring Jerry Jones on the Cartoon Network this year.
You know what? Listen, if you want to come in here with a football question, which I don't even know is appropriate after what you just asked, then you can do that, but get out of here with this Cartoon Network stuff. Go tell that to the people watch Cartoon Network.
I'm going.
Oh, my God.
It's very rhythmic. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I can take him.
Okay, good.
Oh, he's still yelling.
Still ranting and raving. He hates us. All right. Good work there, George.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I was George out with the wireless talking to some other media covering Cowboys training camp here in Oxnard.